there's a quota, a quorum of people.
No, no, I'm saying let's finish the Shmaitzah.
No, I don't think we will.
Oh.
Shmaitzah Shir, or Lechav Gimel Iyar, I guess, Thursday night. We're in the last parak of Shmaitzah Dalit, parak of Vav. And I went through it like I wasn't so clear. I was very tired last night. My Pesach didn't come back. He doesn't like it when I'm tired. Okay. Reuven gave... Okay, the whole story. Reuven gave Shimon... I don't see why this is relevant. It's just part of the story, but I don't see the relevant of this part of the story, that Reuven gave Shimon some money for Pikadon. His father-in-law gave his son-in-law.
That's why he wrote the star.
Maybe. For Pikadon, I don't know. The star was about other money. Anyway, what? He wrote the star about other money. He gave him the money. Okay. Anyway, so Reuven gives Shimon some money. A son-in-law gives him $10,000 to hold for Pikadon. Meanwhile, the dynamic is that Shimon's living in the Shver's house for free, and he's what's called no sevenotei mitoch habayis. He's working in the business. And that he gets a salary, and that he pays rent. And the thing is, you know, it's tit for tat. One day Reuven goes ahead and dies, and the son never liked his brother-in-law that much, you know. So he says, give me my Yerusha. So he says, okay, here it is, you know, it's the money. That's going to cheat it from him. And he asks for a shtar from the son, that the shtar says, I have no more tainus on you, and I'm pottering you from, whether call it a mechila or a haidah, you know, everything's cool. Now, a few months later, weeks later, days later, it doesn't matter. He comes and he takes him to bed and he wants rent going back the last 10 years. I don't know, 5 years. What's the difference? He wants back rent. Jimmy says, first of all, I really paid rent. First of all, he thought it was Michael Meter rent. Second of all, I really paid rent because I worked the business for free. Third of all, don't you remember you wrote that shtar that you have no more tainus to me? Now, the shtar is not around, the story was, but he had an Eid Echad, the Sayeya, that he saw the shtar. That's Shimon. So, the Marit has a tshuva on this. And apparently, the question is, does Shimon have to swear, make a shvua, that Reuven was Michael in the Dmei Shechiras? He has to make a shvua. Like a Kofer HaKol, he has to make a shvua tesis. And, also, if the son was Typhus money from Shimon, does he have to give it back? So the Marit writes, first of all, Eda Masayaya Patas Meshvur. Second of all, and that's the normative halacha. And second of all, even if it's not normative halacha or it's not so clear, but the Nitva could say Kimli. Kimli like the Shitas at Eda Masayaya Patas Meshvur. But then he says, maybe, I'm not so sure you can say Kimli to Pati yourself from Meshvur. We find that Migu patters you for money. If it's Migu Lahachzik, you don't have to pay the money. Migu patters you from that. But it doesn't patter you from a Shvua. Shvua is like a double Bifneatsko. Migu doesn't patter you from a Shvua. So maybe you can't say Kimli to patter yourself from a Shvua. And Marivan Leiv says, for sure, you could say Kimli to patter yourself from a Shvua. But as we said, there's a bigger problem here. This is all leading up to something that the Shmaitzah will be discussing. The son was Typhus money from Shimon. He took Shimon's money in lieu of the chayv, of the shechiras that he claimed he owed. So it's hashba batul now. It's swear and get your money back.
Mm-hmm.
It's called hashba batul, nishbon benotlin. You want to take your money back? So maybe even if we have a cheshbon that Shimon's caught up from a shvua, but it's a harder nut to crack if you want to be go there from someone who is typhus, and you can only be go there with a shvua, So there it becomes much more problematic to patter you from a shvua and say, take the money without making a shvua. In other words, it's easier if a guy wants to take money from you. No, we're not talking about Kimberly anymore. We're past. All this was not going to get, it was all background. Now we're discussing, he wants to get out of a shvua, even if you could, whether it's Eina Masayeya or Kimberly, but it's always more of a problem to say, if you're a Hashba Vatul, patting you from a shvua, now taking one out of shvua is much more difficult than if you patter yourself with a shvua and you're the muchzik, and then we say, okay, you don't have to make a shvua. Much more difficult to give you the koach of taking the money away from someone without a shvua. Okay, so that's the shaila. And apparently he says you could take it away from a shvua, and he's toiled it in the machlokes tanoim in Ksubis, where there's a woman that was appointed an apotropis to run the business of the husband, and so the Tanakhama says the Yorushin could make her swear a shvuas apotropis, although you can't normally make someone swear without a tainas bori. But since an apotropis or a shutev is usually moira heter to steal, he doesn't call it stealing, of course. So they said, you could demand you make a shvua even with a shema. So the woman has to swear a shvua sapotropis. The yorushin can make her swear a shvua sapotropis. Rav Shimon says no. Only if she's swearing anyway on the ksuba that she's coming to collect, so then she could, maybe it's Gilgul shvua or something like that, so then she has to swear also. But otherwise, she does not have to swear. Like, we assume the Baal patted off Meshvua. Nobody is Meshvua, his wife, she ran his business for him, no shvua. He patted off Meshvua. The machlok is how we paskin. The Rif paskin is like Tanakhama, that you could make her swear, and the Benutam, the Rock paskin, you can't make her swear. The Rosh says it's a Sveika Dedina. Sveika Dedina. So you can't make her swear. The Sveika Dedina, we can't make her swear. Now the Maritz says, and now we're going to start learning inside. Maritz says the case is that she wants money from them. We don't know why yet. The ostensible case is they want money from her. The Maritz says it's talking about she wants money from them. They have her money. And still, the Rosh says that you can't make her swear. It's a Sveika Dedina, and she can get the money without a shvua. Okay, everybody with me? Okay, now let's go inside a little.
Where is this whole story from?
The Maritz.
It's inside the Maritz? Like he brings
down? Yeah. Those of the children of Maritz, the Lashono. Linyim Sakaloch, in the Chokham Ashalim Hamor, in the roof, Chokham Tosholosh Chakiris, Vishvoshim Chakiris Chokham, Echad the Sufik Shvua, but Pukta Durabusa, Imotzi Hanit, Haloim Akimli, Kamisha Pukranim and Ashvua, Gehad the Matsalomeim Akimli, the Potom and Alam, and I do my boy Domi Dash, Chod Amin Amigul, look me, my mind will Amin Amigul after him Ashvua. Baby Mitchubas Maram Lev, because of the Pshitas, and Gehad the Amin Amam, and the Mind of Cheskas Mare, and you can say Kimli, but can I be leading Ashvua when there's a snake in the Dina, Lomash being alive. אבל איך שהתובע מוחזק כנית נידן שהמפקה תופס בנכסי הנפקה, that's what happened, the מפקה, the men המפקה actually took money, grabbed, was tofus from the guy, בואי מהש בלי ותול, וזה צריך ללם דמי מקום אחר. Now it is already more of a problem, we have to find a raya. You know, I mean a lot, but I think I have a raya. מהי דפרק הקוסף, what I just told you, Domer Rav Shimon calls Manchi Tavas Ksubasa, then Yorushin Mashbi Anoisa. But the Tanakama hold, you know, Rav Shimon holds they cannot stop be Mashbiyaha, but the Tanakama holds they can be Mashbiyaha. Varif Pasuk Tanakama, Varach Rabbeinu Tam, Pasuk for Rav Shimon. So it's a Machlekes, it's a Sveika Dedina. Because of a Rosh Zal, kimen de kapukten der busolay al din anuk de chayva shvur. Afal pisha isha bala haitzi, which still has to be explained. Well, what's the case? What is she being motzi? Loy mechavina lo shvur misafek. Hakal shoros. So the marit's happy. We're not happy because we don't know yet what the issue is being motzi. But the marit found the rosh that misafek you do not mechayev a shvur, even if it's a hashba v'tul type shvur. You with me? You with me? Utmahim. Now Mr. Schmeitz is talking. Tamavur a hepech. It's mavur and the rishonim, the opposite. What's that? The hecha the ikus feka b'shvua uba lahoitzi ain a noitalela b'shvua. You cannot go take the money without a shvua. If you need a, if the sensible din is hashba b'tul, so we won't partner you from a shvua and say take without a shvua. He's suffering. The tour shvua, the suffering is not going to allow you to take money. If my shikaz of a riff for a rosh, gami pegemes tsubasa be'edim. Now, pegemes tsubasa is an inverted moedim amixus. What is inverted moedim amixus? It's a little, it's not so complicated, but people tend to confuse it. Normal moedim amixus is that the nitva was moedim amixus. So he makes a shua, that's the nitva. There's a case of Pegemes Tsubasa, or really anybody with a star, the Teveya, is Pegem the star. He's Moida that part of the star was paid up already. That's not Moida Mixus. Moida Mixus is when the Nitva is Moida Mixus. Here the Teveya is Moida. It's not a Dioraisa, it's not Moida Mixus. It's the Rabbanon. It's called Pegem the Ksuba. If you think of it, I have a star. So I'm pointing the star, I'm pointing at the ksuba. I'm saying there's something wrong with it. It's really flawed. Because some of it was paid up already, I admit it.
I don't remember, in Shavuos, I remember learning in the Mishnah, Shavuos Perek Vav, Zion, they talk about these cases
make
of...
I'm pointing at the ksuba, like different of the
and it includes cases of like a sakhir and the bal, and he calls
both
the mitzvahs, like the
maybe, but it's not the oraisa classic way the mitzvahs. The oraisa all shvuos on his bond when it's torah. And the rabban and they're on his bond benaitlin. And one of the cases is pegim hashtara. We'll call it pegim aksuba, pegim sumasa. I'm speaking out that people hear the case. They say, oh, that's the oraisa. That's way the mitzvahs. No, because it's Nishbon Benoitlin. It's not Nishbon Benoitlin. Anyway, so there's a din, a basic din of Hapegemes Tzlubos Oli Kifre Ela Bishvua. And the reason they made that takona is because the person paying up the chayv usually is very clear how much money he gave. While the person getting paid the chayv sometimes sticks the envelope in his pocket without realizing how much was in there. So they have a chayv shvua, the person getting paid, so she should be very clear that she only got paid partly. Okay? That's the Gemara. That's the basic thing. The Gemara has a safek hapegemes tsubasa be'edim, meaning she, we're talking about the woman, she's moida, she got paid part of the ksuba. And she said it was in front of Adam. Adam know how much money was there. And they are made like her. That is only part of the money. So do you say that's a good raya and there's no need for a shvua? And if the person really paid the whole amount, they would have paid the rest of the amount to Adam also, just like they paid this amount to Adam. So there's no need for a shvua. Or do we say, no, it's no raya, maybe this money he gave with Adim, because there were Adim there, but the rest of the ksuba he paid without Adim, and therefore she has to swear. So that's a clair in the Gemara called Pegemes Tsubasa Be'edim. The Olo B'Teku. Okay? Now the Rishonim Paskin, she has to swear Misafek. And in fact, all of the Sveikas, all of the Tegel of Perikakos, the Kostu, Hilkoch, Misofik, Leitifrela, Beshvua. If she wants the money, she wants the Tzubah, she's going to have to make a Shvua. There's a bunch of Ibayas in the Gemara there. The Pagemas, Leitifrela, Beshvua. Kamoshim, Vuor, Cheminach, Ibayas, the Pagemas. A lot of different Shilas there. Leitifrela, Beshvua. Not like the Marit, not the Feirus L'chayra, that if you have to swear ostensibly, if there's a stake in the Dina, and you're supposed to be hashba b'tul, you ain't going to get the money without a shvur. Okay? The gam the Ikarayas Marit, his Bali Ochi, good old Shmaitz's brother, we've met him before, Arava Muflim, or Yehuda Kahn Shane. The Hohosam Shveka de Shvuahi Eicha Shene Kavas Tzubosa in Mashbi and Eicha Shvuas Apitropos Vayin Shom Barosh. Now the Shveka de Dina, if we pass them like Rav Shimon or like the Tanakama, so the Marit makes a flip that just like this, she's not Mechuyah B'Shvuah Misofek. So here also in his case, you don't make a shvuah misafek, even though he's trying to take money from the son, he's trying to take away money from him. But if she wants haksuba, like what exactly is the case there? If the money she is trying to take away from the guy is she's wanting the ksuba, then for sure she has to swear. Rav Shimon himself said that if she's wanting the ksuba, she has to swear on the apotropsis. The machlekes is when l'chayra she's not being moitzi anything. She's not asking for money. So how? What does the Marit mean when he writes afal pi shoisha ba'al lahoitzi? What is he talking about? If she's not wanting the tzuba, she's not coming to be moitzi. So what is the Marit talking about? And if she's wanting the tzuba, that's what he's referring to. So she taka has to swear. Right, the no machlokes from Shimon and Tanakama. Avo b'toyvas tzubos olek the sveka klal. Wait, let's learn. The hosam sveka de shvuahi hecha shena tavas tzubos. The suffix that exists, the machlokes tanon, and then she's not asking for the ksuba. It must be a noisa shvuah sapetropas vayin sham barosh. Lo, because of shaper do I have dinu nubda lachay v'shvuah mi suffix. Avo b'toyvas tzubos olek the sveka klal. That way, Tita Lela B'Shvua, that's your basic primary din. And now you want him to be Noita without a Shvua. Imroi Loilita B'Lo Shvua, B'Shvua Dafka, Adi Ena Noita Lela B'Shvua, when you have a suffix, so you can't take without a Shvua. And Yachalaiti Shalai B'Shvua. Bu Hach, the Pagemas Tzubosu B'Edim. The Masafkal on him and I tell us, Loi Beshvua, Ayeno Ella Beshvua. So we say, Misafek, you gotta make a Shvua. Avo Benigo in the Marit, Shom, the Uvda Hachi Havi. The Hoyal Anifkot Shvua Sashaymrim. The Shvua was really to pata him. Because the Shvua was, well, not the Shvua Sashaymrim. It was a shvua about owing the rent. I mean, I don't know what he means by shvua sashaymrim. He wasn't making him swear about the money that he had for a pikadon. He was making him swear that he owed rent. El shoyle ein amesayeya. The hell of the snake of the dina who were made amesayeya poiter. Then came the snake of loymash beinalei. Hello. What happened is the mafkid went ahead and was toifus. So really it was a shvua to pater himself. The primary conceptual shvua was to pater himself.
not to take, but the partner. But the guy took money from him. The guy, Elisha Mavke Tofas Menichsei HaNifkod V'Tavei HaShvua. And now we're clearing, could he make him swear to take the money? So the Maharit's really writing that the Tfisa doesn't help. U'bazeh Kiva Dein HaSovig Elim Roy L'Chai V'Shvua. It's not Be'etzem to take money, it's Be'etzem to be Potter from the guy's Tfia. It's just that he happened to grab the money, so now you want your money back. So that's... So now he happens to be a mukhsa because he grabbed the money. So if there would be a suffix on the money, maybe, according to the Rambam, it would be Tafakoy and Emoitsiyamiyod, I would say. But now the suffix is not on the money, the suffix is on the shvua, if he has to swear. Ain't a moil tvisu misu. There's no drawer on the moment. He has no right to grab it. He's a ganav. He has to give it back. But he has a right to demand the shvua. But the fact that the shvua is a shvua to get the money is only because he grabbed it. It's not bad for such a shvua. He had to grab it. The davka. So that's why the Maritz says that you can't be Mechayim v'shvua misafek, you have to return the money without a shvua. The davka b'tofas mamon, the sofek y'magia loy mamon. If there's a dvora, if you tak our own money, who the mahani tvisa? According to the Rambam, at least, I guess he means. Ramina kiva the tofas mamimuch, the game tziyam yodoy. Aval mein loy tviyas mamon, because he has no proof, mechitei, there's no dvora, ela tviya shvua. So you have no right to grab and say Hashbav Atul. And now, oh, Hashbav Atul, and you can't swear, so you can't be Tul. No, you have no right to grab it. It's like he's swearing his real Shvua, which is to be Masik the money. And to be Masik the money, if it's a something, he doesn't have to swear. You understand? Very simple. Really a simple idea. Ulozeu, the maybe Raya Shabbat, Medivir Rosh, Parak HaKosav, and the Maritz Raya from the Rosh. She's not coming to be moitzi the ksuba from the yosayim. That's what the Rosh is talking about. She's an almana, so they have to support her. They have to give her rent money, and they have to give her mezonos money. They have her money, apparently. No, that's the money they owe her. Because the machlokas of Shemit HaNakam is not asking for the ksuba, but there's plenty of money they owe her. They have to support her. And they owe it. Shua's up a tropus. So why don't you say Lamaisa, she's being mighty mammon from them, money from the Zionists, and for rent money. So she can't get it without a shua. Why does the Rosh say, this is the case of the Safek, with the Paschal like Tanakam or of Shimon. So the Paschal like of Shimon, no shua. But the Rosh is bothered by no shua, but then how do you get the money of the Zonos out of them? And that's called a tfisa. Because really that money we know is owed to her. That they were tithes the money and they wanted to swear. So that's like the Maritz case of Tfisa. That's the brilliant terrorist of the Shmaitzer. The fact that you grabbed it doesn't mean anything. She is caught up with swearing because that's money that's owed to her for sure. There's not something about the money. So the Maritz does a good raya. The shaper may be raya, but neither did they. The mafkin should tofas for tviya shvua. The loy mani b'zeh tvisu misofen. Avol b'hai de begemes tsubosa the edim ta'asofik aloy shabom and atzma shabo lito. And roi lito shalo b'shvua b'shvua. That the primary sofik is, are you a nishma of an idol or not? Not because of a tvisa. So that's the primary shaila. Vadi ain't an itella sala bishvua. Misafik. Avadi misafik hey, you want to be Nishma Benoitel, we're not going to pati you from a Shvu of Yisofa. But if this Nishma Benoitel is created because of the circumstance of Tfisa, but really Yeshua was really to make you a to confirm your Muchsakai. Divrei Ma'arit Nechonim. Ivra. But now he's going to slug up to Ma'arit Stam Lezoi based on a sefer called Ktsoi Sachayshin. If he mashak a sabdu be Ktsoi Sachayshin, the Besofik Shvua de Rabbonon. One of the chilukim between a Shvua de Raisa and a Shvua de Rabbonon is that if you're mechuyim a Shvua de Raisa and you don't want to swear, based on awards the money to the Tevea. But in the Shvua de Rabbonon, if you don't want to swear, so basically puts you in Nidui, but they don't take the money away from you. That's one of the differences between the Shvua de Raisa and the Shvua de Rabbonon. So the Ktsoi says that it makes a difference to be Tfisa also. Let's say the Tevea was Teufis, and he doesn't want to give it back until the guy swears. Because normally the guy has the money and he's deciding if he should swear or not. The guy grinned. And then he says, okay, do your shvua now. So the Ktsoi says, in a shvua the araisa, his tfisa helps. Because in a shvua the araisa calls when you don't swear, Basin will take the money away from you. So he grinned. But by a shvua the rabbonon, Basin wouldn't have taken the money away from the guy, so you have no right to grin. Okay, you know better than best it. The guy's not swearing. You have the right to grab it. You're a matter. Ibril Chimashik, the Tatum Ktsoyz Achayshin, the Besofik Shvuah de Rabbonon. Now let's say it's a Sofik. The Tophas HaToveya. Loi Mahani Tfisa. No. The Besofik, I don't know what it means, Besofik yet. The guy at the bottom here, he explains that he's going, there's a sheet of the Maram Rikmati that Tfisa does help. The Besofik Shvua, the Ein HaBezdin Menagdin, but there is a sheet that you could grab it. That's only if the Bezim would put you in Nidui if you don't swear. So if they would put you in Nidui, so Tfisa for some reason helps. I'm not sure what the connection is. That's what the Maram Rikmati holds. But if you have a Sofik Shvua, so Bezim wouldn't put you in Nidui, be Sofik. So that for sure you can't grab. Even the Rikmati would be Moidi you can't grab. With a Sofik Shvua, they ain't based in Menadim. The Mela Lekadin Tfisa Ayin Shom, according to everybody. Shvua de Araisa, Kivish HaBezdin would take the money away from you, given that HaBezdin Yordel the Nechosim, because even the Nechosim. Saprim Motsu the Mevedina Lanavshe, but then you could grab. Because you could say Kitli, then he is Mechuyu Veshvua. My Dayan, Mevedin Dayan, Mevedin Dayan, Mevedin Dayan, Mevedin Dayan, Mevedin Dayan, Mevedin Dayan,
So if someone grabs and it's a Sofik Shvua,
if the guy is Mechuyev Shvua de Araisa, then the Teufis could grab. Say, I'm not going to give it back to you.
And this makes a Shvua. But the Rabbanon, he can't grab. What happens if he does grab it? We just make him give it back.
Yeah,
there's no Shvua.
Right. Dim came beneath the Marit, the Teufis Hamafkid. Kimen she Shvua Satoira, Shvua de Araisa. I b'chal don't understand that, and I see the guy at the bottom, the Shemites of Mavura says it also. What's the Shemites are talking about? We're talking about the rent money. What Shvua de Araisa is there by the rent money? It's not a Shvua Sashimrit.
But and kapon, whatever he means, the shvu deraisa.
The boat, not the money. I'm a shomer on the boat.
Right.
Oh, you're talking about the money. The money. If I rent the boat from you for $10 a day, so I have to make a shvuah hashomer if something happened to the boat.
Right.
But the shvuah, whether I paid you the $10 already or not, I'm not a shvuah hashomer. That's a regular shvuah. Now, component of the tzais, what does he say on the bottom here?
Like there's a mashko, and if he doesn't give the rent...
No, I'm sorry. Okay, anyway, that wasn't the issue. That's not the case of the marit. Anyway, so here we're talking about a shvur d'araisa, shvur hashomer, very weird. The something you made him say, yeah, point him, made a point him, so he could grab, so there the grabbing helps. But to less of the raya, shevi a marit, a hide the harosh. The ball of hoitzim is zoinus the dira, from the assignment, much goes to be wrote those and shows up in Trumpus in the element of Rabbana. Made it right to the Shava and I'm based in the yard of the Chasim, and I'm the Lekashim of the Chasim. He says, the Chilik, if it came out of the Mots, I yarsh in the place of the Zaynus of Dira, and for Sophic Shavuos up in Trumpus. Even then, I'm based in the Chasim, the Shavuos, the Rabbana. Like I'm based in Menad, and last one's Kasher, I'm based in Mechaimenos in the Shava. Even the Sophic Shavuos, I'm based in Menad, and I'm based in Menad, because it's a suffix for us, he doesn't want to swear. He doesn't have to swear, it's only a suffix. And came a male like a Torah Sarodal and a Chosu. Came a Yeshua with Rabbanon, but he didn't treat the Lashach mistake, it was an early bar. So it's not so clear, as he explains here on the bottom. Like he's asking on the Marit, it's still schwer, but it's all based on the premise that it's a Shvur D'Oraisa, but it's not a Shvur D'Oraisa at all. So the Ma'aseh of the Marit should be right.
There must be some Shvur D'Oraisa, which is not getting what he's talking about. There's a Mashko in
the Sahara. No Shvur D'Oraisa. In the Marit's case, he brings down at the bottom of the Marit says, Beferish, we're talking about the Shvur's Hesses. Maybe I'll look at the other Sahara. Okay, what are we doing next? What I would like to do